USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All I ask is that these cities that are having difficulty, if they call us, if they request that we send the National Guard, they will be there instantaneously.
President Trump delivering that message while speaking at FEMA headquarters. And as far as President Trump sending the National Guard to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
Since Wednesday, the entire atmosphere of Kenosha has changed dramatically as far as the people. The crowds last night were small. It was a few hundred people, and they walked peacefully through Kenosha. They did exactly what they wanted to do as far as the protest to make people know their concerns.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris ripped the Trump administration today in Washington, D.C. in a speech, not presidential candidate Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Negotiations restarting regarding a new stimulus relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's been 20 days since the two last met. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says four people are dead as a result of Hurricane Laura moving through the state. The governor also telling reporters there's a great deal of damage in the state due to rain and wind from Laura. The storm surge topped out at 12 feet, which the Democratic governor says was not as bad as predicted.
That's a lot of storm surge, but it's not the 20 feet that we were told. And then not only was that not the initial surge, the storm never tracked west across the ship channel. All of those things helped tremendously.
A mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 160 points to finish at 28,492, the S&P gaining 5. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was in the red 39, down to 11,625. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jacob Blake had a knife on the driver's side of his car and was about to be arrested in a domestic dispute when he was shot Sunday 7 times by an officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The department is also investigating the shooting that said officers were called to the residence on 40th Street in Kenosha after a female reported that her boyfriend was present and was not supposed to be on the premises. The federal government will not be allowed out of a lawsuit involving one of the worst water crises in recent history. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
A judge said the federal government can be sued for negligence in the Flint water crisis, citing the failure of regulators to timely act as Good Samaritans and blow the whistle on lead in the water. The decision comes days after the state of Michigan said it's willing to pay $600 million to settle a slew of lawsuits by Flint residents. The city of Flint pulled its water from the Flint River in April of 2014 for 18 months without treating it to reduce corrosion. The water caused lead to be released from old pipes and into kitchen taps, bathrooms, and water heaters. The government said Michigan was the lead regulator and bears any responsibility, among other arguments. The judge also noted that the EPA responded to complaints about the water and provided expertise to the state and Flint.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.